this is a professional.
Yeah, she's dancer. Working.
Like, she's a stripper. Like, yeah. I recognize some of these moves from my youth. I was like, she, and then I realized she might be on more than just alcohol. So with that, she falls into the pool.
No. All right, let's chat about our Florida spring break vacations. It was a little different on both parties. Mm-hmm. One, I went with another family, and then we brought kids. So there was eight people, four kids, and we did Disney.
I went with two other couples, so six adults, no kids. 3 days, I think, in Key West.
It's a whole different experience.
You went for
Disney.
A whole week.
Yeah, seven days.
That's a lot.
We did 2 days at a park, a day off, a day on a park, a day off, a day at a park. Then we flew home the next day. Disney is not a vacation. It's a trip. We went, Kevin and Liz. The women say it's magical. Mm-hmm. Kevin and I have a different aspect of what magical is. It was easier. The kids are older. We went 5 years ago, same group, and the kids were much younger. You know, 5 years, the oldest was 11. So 5 years ago is a whole different experience. We rented a stroller. Even though none of our kids ever use a stroller in the last like 2 or 3 years.
Did any kid brought it or just use it to carry stuff around?
Every single one of the kids wanted to sit in the stroller, but we used it to carry all of our stuff because we would eat breakfast at our condo and then we would make lunches and we had massive snacks. So let's talk about that real fast. You know, our wives, when they plan things, we're going on a trip. Kevin and I, first night we got there, we had to go pick up our Costco order. From the Costco delivers, Walmart didn't. We filled up a minivan full of snacks. We were there for a week. We didn't have food for 3 weeks.
How much did you bring home?
Kevin and I we draw the line in the sand. We said, we're not bringing home anything.
So just left food there?
Our friends were there. So we came over and they were there for like two more days. We dropped off so much food at their house. And then we ended up just giving food to people. I mean, like mostly it was all snack stuff. Like we had like unopened bags of chips, a full gallon of milk, a lot of things. We didn't waste alcohol. We had the end of the day, the last day we were flying home, there was a full bottle 1800. So we went to the pool, the resort, because we checked out our place. And they drink a lot of that. So
nice.
Liz was feeling no pain on the flight home.
That's good. That's good not to waste any booze. But yeah, I think we do that when we go to Outer Banks in the summer, right? Like we take so much down and then we still grocery shop almost every day and then bring back. Like I think everybody has a bin of like communal, like stuff that doesn't go bad that we just keep taking on the same.
We have a
joint vacations.
Yeah. I have a huge like Costco bag, cardboard thing full of alcohol for OBX. Yeah. Like we don't have to go get alcohol.
Would like to almost take whatever we have. And then I'm going to bring some of my own stuff, which I'm more than happy to share, and try to go down without buying any booze.
Which
for Outer Banks.
Yeah, we could do that.
Unless we run out while we're down there. Because I feel like we all have booze in our homes.
Yeah.
Which I'm happy to share at any time, whether it's here in the neighborhood or on a beach.
Of course.
In North Carolina. But that also dovetails into my own personal challenge that I've set for myself of only drinking alcohol that's already in my house today for the rest of the summer.
Ooh, that's so you're not going to buy any alcohol.
Correct.
You want to finish your bottles. Mm-hmm. I'm staring behind your shoulder right now. I'm staring at four bottles of bourbon. Mm-hmm. Three of them are 75 to 80% full.
Yeah, and I have other bourbon upstairs, and then I have, like, I'm including the wine.
I see six bottles of wine, seven bottles of wine.
The beer and the seltzers that are in my fridge, which there's not a lot, so I think it's going to be a heavy liquor summer. And my wife was like, why are you doing this? And
why
I was
not?
Like, well, just set a little personal challenge. She's like, so you're not going to, like, what if we have people coming over? I was like, oh, I'll go buy, like, beer to have, like, for people if they're coming over for them. But I personally will only drink booze that's already been purchased.
I respect that.
So I think part of it is just, like, I want to finish what I have and then just kind of, like, start over. And that will be, like, fun to, like, restock everything.
Yeah, so it's a good idea.
We'll see.
I couldn't do it with liquor. I could definitely do it with beer. I went on a really big bourbon tangent. Obviously during the pandemic and I have way too many bottles.
You have quite a bit.
I need to stop buying
and start drinking.
And start drinking.
There you go. Yeah.
But I mean, I'll have a sip or two at night, you know, throughout the week. but it's not like I get after it during the weekday.
No.
Or even on the weekend still right now. But like with the beer situation, I need to restock my refrigerator because I went to go grab a beer the other day and I was like, oh, this thing's been in here for 3+ years. It's like the back of my fridge. And I was like, I took a sip of it and it was just gross. So I dumped.
Oh, yeah. I just chucked that in the
trash. An 18 pack of just random beer. I have, you know, just all random people bring stuff over. It stays there. I do like that idea. I don't drink beer that often.
I don't drink as much beer as I used to. I feel like it's a worse hangover and I just feel bloated.
I feel like crap. My stomach hurts so bad the next day, the next 2 days. Yeah, exactly. Middle-aged.
But going, so snacks were not an issue in Key West for the 6 adults.
Yeah. Talk to me about that.
But that whole vacation was centered around, and I would say it was similar to most adult vacations I go on in that it was centered around where are we getting our next meal and where are we getting our next drink?
How much of that was planned? Like, did you guys have reservations? 6 of you guys, I feel like you can still navigate like not having reservations every night.
Yeah. So we had 2 reservations. We ate at a place called 915 and then a place called Bagatelle, both really nice high-end, I shouldn't say high-end, but like nice restaurants. Like I would go there again, like sit down, like what bottle of wine, like so this is a good story. We get down there on a Friday.
Okay.
Like midday, like noon, as we're waiting for our bag, we had to check our bags because it was a small plane. So to check our bags.
Wait, small plane going down there from BWI?
Yeah. So like only like 2 people on each side, like not like 3 to a row.
I hate small planes.
And so we took bags that we could have taken on the plane with us, but they were like, we're already full with bags. Like you need to check your bag. And then we got on the plane. There was plenty of room. We could have had our bags. So anyway, we had like wait like 20 minutes for our bags to come off the plane. However, there is a bar in the airport in Key West. So like as we're waiting for our bags, like I was drinking like a rum and Coke waiting for my bag at like 12:30.
It's a small airport too.
Tiny.
Never been to the airport at Key West. Been to Key West.
It's small. And I think it's just like they run the same flights like from BWI to there or New York, wherever people are coming from. So we get there on Friday at noon. We go straight to like the downtown area, grab lunch, have a couple drinks. Go back, set up at the house, and then go out like to the bars and stuff. And so by the time we got to dinner,
people were
feeling pretty good. And so we're with Megan's brother and then her sister and their significant others. And so Megan's brother is similar to me, like in a restaurant, like I want to taste everything. I want to try
give
all,
me one of
all
everything
the
on the menu. Yeah.
So we get there and like people are feeling good. And so he, like, nobody's in like a great position to make a decision. So he just looks at the menu and just goes, give me one of everything for the appetizers.
How many appetizers 12. Are we talking about?
So he orders 12 appetizers. He goes, except don't give me the deviled eggs. And I look over at my other brother-in-law and he goes, that's the only thing I wanted. And so, but we still don't order it. So we order a bottle of wine. We have like, I think I ordered like a dirty martini. I ordered a bowl of pasta. Like I was like, give me your best pasta dish for the table.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We ordered 3. So we ordered 12 appetizers and 3 bowls of pasta to share among 6 people.
That's a lot of food.
It's a lot of food. And then one of the people was passed out when the food came. So the food comes.
What time is this?
Like 10:30.
At night?
Maybe a little, yeah, night.
So
it's a late dinner.
That's a late dinner for us in our age.
Oh, big time. Yeah, we had a big lunch, and I can't, maybe 9:30, but it was late. It was a late dinner.
And they're passed out at the table.
So, yeah, my boys passed out at the table. Food comes, and we're just passing around, and it gets to the point where, and we're getting loud, so like my wife's getting embarrassed, and like we're off by the side, like nobody's, at least from what I can tell, nobody's paying attention to us.
Yeah.
So 5 of us of the 6 of us are eating the appetizers, and then there's all these bowls of pasta, and it's like, well, it's, you know, the check comes, and there's like, well, and I'm like, hold on, and I just finish all the pasta that nobody else ate. I was like, this can't go to waste, and it was like a seafood pasta, which I love. It was like mussels, clams,
shrimp. Sounds delicious. It was probably so fresh.
Oh, and it was good. Yeah, yeah. And so then that was, I think, 9:15.
So how bad was the check then? If you're only getting appetizers, which are usually pretty cheaper compared to a meal, like was there entrees that you wanted to get, or were you guys just like...
We weren't that hungry, I don't think. Okay. So I'm sure there's entrees there that would have been good. Like I said, the pasta was delicious. And then from there, I feel like we were trying to make our way home, but like certain people just kept ducking in bars because certain people didn't want the night to end. So that was fun. And then wake up the next morning, go walk and get coffee. They have amazing coffee down there. It's a lot of like Cuban coffee because Cuba is only 90 miles away. So there's a lot of cool little like Cuban coffee bodegas. So we would just walk and get coffee every morning. And then we went to the Ram's Head. There's a Ram's Head bar down there, or like restaurant.
Oh, really?
So we went and had brunch there and just started up again at like 10 a.m. the next day.
Did you get a Cafe Cubano?
The sandwich or the drink?
The drink. So it's basically just like, it's like almost like a double espresso mixed with straight sugar, but it's like the Cuban sugar, I believe, and I could be wrong here. It is delicious. I'm a big espresso guy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, black coffee, don't like anything like foo-foo.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll drink it if it's there, but it is basically just sugar and espresso, and it's so high, like potent. It's a delicious.
They did have, that might have been what I got. They had something like that if I was like sitting in the in the coffee shop. I would
Cafecito too is what they call
it.
Yeah,
I can't remember what I got. It was basically like a version of a latte, but like on steroids is what I had.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like it was good. It was delicious. And then I did not realize that Key West was such a destination for like live music.
I've been to Key West in 2001 was the last time I was in Key West, and the only time I was in Key West. But I just remember every bar had like an outside area all open up, mm-hmm. and then there was just musicians everywhere. I mean, I was guitar, bongos,
we were at Hog's Breath, and there was a guy, Cliff Cody. He was like, could have legit been like playing like in a stadium.
Wow.
And there was
follow him now on his?
So I don't. I wrote his name down, but I was cracking up because we were waiting to go. I guess we were waiting to go to this was. Sunday night, we were waiting to go to dinner at the other place, Bagatelle. And so we're in this bar, Hog's Breath, and this guy, Cliff Coe, is playing. And we're chatting up these guys, and they're like from Texas. They're like, we come out here 7-8 times a year just to see Cliff Cody perform. Like, he's like a legend. I'm like, I've never heard of him, but like, he was like good. Like, he
Cliff
was like
Cody groupies.
Real good. And then there's another guy, John Lemaire, who we saw. And he was awesome because any song we requested, and like we were like throwing cash in his bar, he would just play whatever. And that was late, like that was late in the evening. But my favorite live music story from Key West was on Saturday, we went to this place called Dante's. It's like a pool bar. So we go to the pool bar and we're drinking like Miami Vices, beers, whatever, all day long. And then at like 6 o'clock, it kind of like, it winds down, like people leave and go to dinner. And so we go to a place called Hank's Hair of the Dog, and there's these two guys, a guitarist and a guy on a keyboard, and they were, of all the people we saw, they were like really good.
Really? So just a guitarist and a keyboardist.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And they were like, we would try to request songs, like, yeah, we don't really play that. Like they were like, they're like, no, this is like our art. Like we, and so I go to the restroom and I come back, and I guess my brother-in-law had requested Tom Petty, Wildflowers.
Yeah, you know, great song. Yeah.
So he does all this while I'm in the restroom, and I come back and we're all feeling pretty good. And I just, my brother-in-law, his wife and my wife are bawling, like tears. Like I'm not talking like a single tear, like tears streaming down their face.
Was that their parents'
and I'm like,
wedding song? Like, need a backstory.
I'm like, what did I miss? Like, what's going on? And Megan looks at me and she goes, Aaron told his wife when their daughter was born, like this was the song he's going to dance to with her at their wedding. And I was like, oh. And then they're just
alcohol.
Yeah.
Alcohol and emotions.
Like, everybody's just in the moment. Like, just, I'm like, well, I'm not going to cry. So
what song would you dance?
I have no idea. I also feel like it's my daughter's choice, not mine.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll see if that comes to fruition in 20 some years.
I would have no idea. There's so many songs.
Yeah.
I think Candace knows what she wants to dance to with Zach, and I forget the name of the song.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So you come out and they're just crying and you're
bawling.
Like,
and I'm like, what happened? What's going on?
Okay.
Like, no, Aaron requested the song, and it's a song that he said he's going to dance with his daughter to at her wedding. She's like 18 months, by the way. Like,
yeah,
it's so far away. I'm like, oh, all right, that's cool.
I love that.
I was like, it's good forward thinking.
So how often would you go back to Key West?
I'm hoping that I would like to make it like an annual trip now. Like,
so
I'm
is
hoping.
That
so we
fun?
Went. Yeah. Oh, I had a great time. And I mean, you could take your kids, like, but I obviously prefer the...
I feel like Key West is an adult trip.
Yeah, it is. I think so. Like, it's not quite... Like, Duval Street in Key West reminds me of, like, Bourbon Street in New Orleans a little bit. Not quite that level. But we went to the world's smallest bar. It's literally, like, maybe slightly bigger than, like, the size of, like, a door frame in your house. And, like, it maybe goes back 6 feet. And had the world's worst drink. Like, I ordered, like, a Jameson and ginger, and it was just
Just straight Jameson.
But like we walked by it a bunch of times and it was closed, and then we were walking down like the last night and it just happened to be open. I was like, well, we gotta try to have a drink at the world's smallest bar.
So it says world's smallest bar, mm-hmm. and grab the worst drink. Or it was just
they didn't say that part.
Oh, it just was.
I'm saying that. Yeah.
So you got your money's worth. Though,
yeah. I mean, we can say we got a drink at the world's smallest bar. We took a picture and we forced it down and we moved on to the next.
That's funny. Yeah. But, so Key West annual tradition for the Canadians.
That's my hope. We went during spring break, so I'm hoping it becomes like a spring break.
I will join you anytime because Disney for us is not going to be an annual tradition. I like to say every 5 years. Now, when our kids, 5 more years, they're not going to really want to go to Disney. So I think we're going to be due for another Disney trip maybe in a year or two because my wife loves it. Mm-hmm. The kids had a great time. They're older now, so much easier. Kevin and I learned, we did this last time we were there, to sneak in alcohol to the parks. Now, every park outside of Magic Kingdom serves alcohol.
Okay.
There's $17 drinks, and I think we only really enjoyed one drink, and that was at Epcot, and it was like a smoked margarita, and it was fantastic. There was also one in Japan that was pretty good, too, that Liz got, but outside of that, all the drinks are just so like overly sweet. But we snuck in bourbon in water bottles. So that's a little hint right there for everybody going to Disney is okay. They search you. They make sure everything's good. Well, sometimes like you have to go through a metal detector.
They weren't clear water bottles?
No. So we take like our Yeti water bottles. Yeah. And so one of them, an orange one, we called it Safety. Kids don't drink it. It was just filled with bourbon. And then we would just either just pull off of that or we would just mix, go get a Coke and mix. At one point, Zach did pick it up as he's hot and he's going to go take a sip. And I was like, no. Yeah. Like, be careful.
Yeah.
We had that incident
You learned that lesson one time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But that was it. And the weather for us was fantastic. I wore a sweatshirt one day, the whole day.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was like 70s.
That's nice.
One day was really hot. The last day, it wasn't really hot. It was like 80 something. So it was a little bit warmer and like, we really didn't have to apply sunscreen all day long, which was fantastic. It was a good time to go to Disney.
Yeah. My favorite Disney vacation was when my kids and wife went with my mother-in-law and I stayed home.
That's fantastic.
I went to Disney once as a kid. I hope to never go as an adult. I am a strong believer if you've been to Disney once, you've experienced it. We don't need to go again. But I wouldn't be surprised if we all ended up back there.
You're going to go. Yeah, you're going to be forced to. And again, there's like so many cool things at Disney. We went to... I forget the name of it. Disney Springs. That's it. We went to Disney Springs, which is like this outside restaurant area. They have tons of stuff. We had a fantastic meal at STK Steakhouse. You know, spent way too much money there with our kids. Like, oh, we're going to share a filet. No, you're not. You know, like all these. It was just. But Kevin and I went to a really good barbecue place called the Polite Pig. We didn't get food. They're known for their bourbon.
Oh.
So we had fantastic pours of bourbon. And it was funny because like the line outside the Polite Pig is huge. Imagine like a Mission barbecue setting. But then the bar is like kind of outside, half side to inside. Is fantastic. So we went up there, and again, it's Disney, so it's expensive. Everything is expensive at Disney, but it was worth it. We could sit there, and again, our friends met us there with their kids, and so it was fun.
What did anything else like memorable from Disney?
So I will explain what I refer to as, I'm going to call it free lunch. Okay, so we did 2 days on and 1 day off. That day off, we were like, listen, we have bunch of alcohol, we have a bunch of food, we're just gonna let the kids hang out at the pool. And the pool was, you know, we stayed in condos, they're like timeshares that our one of our friends let us use, and they're huge pool, like massive. Kids had a great time. So the kids are out there, it's, you know, it's 10 o'clock, we had breakfast at the place, we go out, we're having a good time. Kevin and I start pouring some drinks, the girls start having mimosas. Next thing you know, Liz comes over and goes, hey guys, I just signed us up for we're going to do a tour and we can get free lunch. I'm like, what are you talking about? We're going to do a timeshare like tour and like session. So she's like, it's only an hour and then we get free lunch out of it. We're like, okay, you know, I'm getting kind of hungry here anyways. So we walk into this and it just looks around and we're in the hotel area, but it's in like the lobby area and they have their own office building section and they hand us a styrofoam food and I just like open the plate of styrofoam and it's a tuna like wrap and I'm like, I'm sketchy when it comes down to tuna, like unless I see you make it, I don't trust it. I don't want to grab tuna from someplace, it's not even, there's no restaurants in there. So I was like, oh, the guy's like, oh, we got breakfast left over if you want, it might be a little chilly. When I say breakfast leftover, it was a smashed breakfast sandwich. It was it looked like somebody ran over in a car. I was hungry at that point. And I was like, "This, we're in for a long haul." They're like, "Oh, we're gonna go watch a movie here, like a show, real fast to teach you." So, I wrote some notes down, and I wrote, "Kevin and I ate a cold ass breakfast sandwich, which was probably sitting out for 5 hours. The other option was tuna. Not gonna happen." It's like, now we're sitting in a presentation room watching a video where the guy who's doing the presentation, the sales guy, told us that his dad drew Arnold Palmer golf courses. I then asked him why he worked here. Liz was adding to every question he asked. He was like, "Hey, has anybody been to the Blue Ridge Mountains?" Liz raised her hand. "Oh, it's amazing. Love it." I look over, Kevin has his iPad. He's now live streaming the Masters. And I'm kind of jealous because it's Kevin and then Liz and then Candace and then me. So I can't even watch it. At this point, though, just to remind you, we have our kids and we had to bring the kids because we were doing lunch. So our kids are in like the lobby area eating food and fending for themselves, running all over. Like, we come back, there's like three sales guys. We're like, "Oh, your son's awesome. This is fantastic." They're like, "Hey, are the kids okay? We're going to go give a condo tour." Leading up to this, we told him, like, "Hey, we probably won't come back to this resort. Like, it's a great resort, but I'm not buying a timeshare to go to Disney. I don't, you know, our kids are older. We're not going to be going to Disney yearly. It's not going to happen." The guy's like, "Well, we're going to do a condo tour." We are now like laying on beds of this like brand new condo that got redone. He's talking about the light fixtures. "We don't care." I'm like, "This is awful, Liz. Get me out of here. Like, I have my headphones on. I have my hood up at this point. We're walking around."
Yeah, you're screaming, "I'm not interested."
Yeah. But at the same time, this guy's just selling us, right? I'm in sales. I get it. I'm not trying to be like, we weren't being mean. The guy was great. Super nice guy. Liz is having so much fun with it that it's like, you know, just cracking us all up. We're done with the condo tour. We go back to the main thing. I look over, there's a woman with like a black eye, like holding like ice up to her eye, and she's like, looks like she's gonna pass out. Her head's now down at the table, and I can't get a hold of Kevin. Kevin's talking to the guy, so I can't. I'm like, "Does anybody else see it?" Was unreal. I'm like, "What is going on?" We're now an hour and a half into it. We're supposed to be there for an hour. They had to get all the sales managers to come out. Liz told them that I was a famous podcaster and I was gonna pay for everything. So I paid for this whole week and I was gonna buy one of these so we can come down here and do this all the time. So they all treated me like a king. Kevin was just a small accountant, they called him, which I thought was hilarious. So they were selling us hard. Ultimately, "Hey, we can, for $100,000, you guys can get this." By the time we left, it was down to $10,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like they, you know, and they were like, "Oh, there's no budget. You have to do it now." And I'm like, "I'm not spending that kind of cash when I haven't looked into it." They're like, "You have to do it right now." I'm like, "We're here for 5 more days. If I want to make a decision, I'll come back." Ultimately, none of us did it. But the reason we didn't do it just for the free lunch, they told the women that we were going to get a free week-long vacation by sitting in there. Do you think we're going to get a free week vacation? No chance.
So how long was the entire experience?
It was about 2 hours plus, 2.5. At this point, our kids are in the pool by themselves. Yeah. Like, we were like, I think 2.5, maybe even 3 hours.
I would have walked out.
It was awful.
I think I would have walked out.
So that's our, you know, like, it's by that time we get out, it's 2 o'clock, and we're like, "Well, what are we doing now? We have dinner at 5, so we got to go get ready." Like, our whole day of laying at the pool, lounging, relaxing, turned into these guys just trying to sell us timeshares. Yeah. It was funny.
I feel like
free lunch is not worth it.
Well, they're like the old adage, like, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Yeah, that sounds miserable. So I told the story about how we were at the pool party before we went and cried at Tom Petty Wildflowers. Well, I didn't cry, but. So we get to this pool party and it's pretty crowded, and you know, it's a mix of like people our age, some younger folks, a few older folks. And we're sitting there kind of we're at the end of the pool. It's a pretty big pool. And we're like, I'm sitting there with my wife, her sister, and we're like dangling our feet in the water. And just out of the periphery of my eye, I see this woman, and she's got to be like mid 20s. So young, like 24, 25, 26 is the range I would put her in. I also will preface that I'm terrible at guessing people's ages, but she's young. And she's like grinding her ass on this guy. And I'm like, "Oh, like that's like her older boyfriend, like sugar daddy, maybe." Like, and she's got like a navy blue, like kind of like cover up on. I'm like, "All right. Like she's, you know, she's feeling it. She's having a good time. She maybe had one too many drinks." My wife and her sister see it too. And with that, she like takes her cover up off and she has on like a thong and like spaghetti strap, like bikini. And it's just all hanging out. And with that, she's not just rubbing her ass on this one guy. She's like going around the whole pool. She's like taking food off people's plates. Like she's
eating French fries.
Yep. And like dancing on all these guys. And then I'm
she's like, coming towards you.
No, she doesn't come towards me, but like she's going through this whole crew. But I realize like this is a professional.
Yeah, she's dancer. Working.
Like she's a stripper. Like yeah. I recognize some of these moves from my youth. I was like, I realized she might be on more than just alcohol. And I'm cracking up because my sister-in-law was like, oh, get it, girl. Like I'm here for it. She's like, I just wish she didn't have that ass rash. Like she just said, she. So with that, she falls into the pool.
No. So you're dying at this point.
I'm cracking.
There's other people probably watching her too.
But the best part is because I'm thinking this guy is like taking care of her. Like, and people just walk away. Like they just leave her be. Like she's just having a moment.
Wow.
And so I'm like, oh man, like I'm so far beyond that.
So you think she was a professional dancer?
100%.
She was probably working the room.
She had probably worked the night before. Yeah. She may have slept, like was keeping the party going.
Right. She probably had a night with one of the guys there.
Oh, yeah.
Was that a hotel or just an outside pool area?
I think there's a hotel connected to it. There's definitely like a nice steakhouse connected to this pool bar. It's called Dante's Pool Bar. And then there's a restaurant. Like she's just, I think, you know, as the kids were saying, she was just clapping them cheeks in guys' faces. Like it was, and I was like waiting for like, the women that we were with to be disgusted with it, but they were just like, no, this is great. Like we love her confidence. And I'm like, all right. Like,
so this is a good question then. Do you think the women instantly knew that she was like working or do you?
Yeah, I think we all kind of came to the same conclusion at the same time. Like it started off like, oh, it's just a drunk woman and she's having a good time. And I was like, oh, like she's a professional.
My wife is innocent sometimes, right? She like looks around. She doesn't kind of recognize things. When you're in Vegas, you see professionals working the room. Mm-hmm. You know, we call it lounge lizards in Vegas. That's what they're called. They sit like outside the hotel rooms and the it's pretty bad. Mm-hmm. I can pick them out like a sore thumb. Like that's one. Like Candace could probably go and hang out with one and have no idea. Sorry, babe, but that's the truth. Just a side note, we were in the Bygone in Baltimore, right? And we're there for dinner. It's kind of early. Like our dinner was like at 6, like pretty early for that restaurant. By like 8 o'clock, we're done. It's still super early. Like Bygone's the Four Seasons in Baltimore, best looking, like overlooking the water. It's fantastic for a view. Drinks are really expensive. Food's very expensive. They have good food and good drinks though. So we go up there and we're with another couple and we're sitting down and we're having another after dinner drink, just hanging out. And all of a sudden you see like 6 women walk in the room, high heels, skin tight dresses, and they position themselves on the bar, which is like a wraparound bar. And it's like 2 in the front, 2 in the middle, 2 at the other ends. And it's just like, they were just awkwardly, they walked in together. They were chatting it up and they just sit there. And I look over, I was like, oh, these girls are just working it. Like they're ready to like see who's coming down here, what businessman, whatever. And our wives are like, no, they're not. I'm like, watch this. Like they know each other and they're just kind of chatting across the room. As soon as it started filling up, these girls, with every person I went up to get a drink, the hand on the shoulders, I was like, here, let me go get a drink real fast. And like, yeah, watch hey, this. How are you? What's your name? What are you doing? What are you drinking? It was professionals work in the room. I could pick it out. It's great.
I got one last story. So, and every day blends together because we're pretty much just bouncing around from restaurants and bars drinking. At one point, we end up at Kevin's Irish Bar. And so there's Kevin and he just plays guitar and they call guys up on stage and they'll like pour whiskey and like have them chug Guinness. There was a guy who was turning 21 there. They called him up and they were like, all right, here's a Guinness. Like you can request a song. And they take the Guinness and they poured like at least a shot, if not 2 shots of Jameson in the Guinness. And they were like,
just gave it to him.
Chug this.
Ooh.
And the dude did. I was like, all right, but we're all pretty buzzed. It's later in the day and I'm drinking a beer and I look over and the same guy that was passed out at dinner the night before is also feeling pretty good. And he's vibing to the music. And I look over and he's talking to this guy and I can't tell exactly what's going on. And he just takes the beer out of this dude's hand and just starts drinking it in his face. And this dude's eyes like light up. And I see his buddy kind of like grab him and pull him back. And he's like pushing for, and he goes, and my buddy tries to give it back to him. And he's like, no, he's like, you can keep the beer you can keep the beer and keep your life. And I'm coming up from behind like, all right, like it's about to go down. And so like my brother-in-law comes over. We hey man, like, sorry about that. Like he's feeling good. Like we'll buy you a beer, whatever. And the one guy's like steaming and the other guy's like really cool. And so like we buy them a beer and we're chatting and I'm so thankful that it went that way, because as we're chatting, they're like, oh yeah, we're Navy SEAL Special Forces down here for training. So I'm like, it would not have gone well for the three of us if it didn't end in us just buying them a beer.
One, they would destroy you guys. No offense.
100, not Two, offended.
They wouldn't even get in trouble.
No.
Police would be like, okay, you guys are good. Yeah. They'd pull the card out.
Yeah.
You guys are good.
And my buddy's just like, what? What did I do? What? I was like, the next day I was like, dude, you remember you snatched that beer out of that guy's, not only just took it out of his hand, but like drank it
like in front
in
of
his
him.
Face.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. It's aggressive.
Yeah. So
you're lucky.
We were having a good time. And thankfully we all came back with no black eyes and everything intact.
You guys definitely had a different experience than we did at Disney.
Yeah. Oh, I hope to avoid Disney for the rest of my life. I hope to go back to Key West once a year for the rest of my life. So,
I mean, Disney's fun. We had a good time, but I definitely needed, on the way home, we were like, we need a vacation.
Vacation from the vacation.
Yeah, like, yeah. I just sit at the pool and
I feel like Disney's a lot of work. Yeah. It's a lot of work. And what were the lines like for the rides?
So we went at like a really good time. We thought it was going to be very crowded. I would say like the longest line we waited in was like an hour and 15 minutes. And during that time, we like ate lunch in the line and just kind of like just hung out. And again, the weather was great. So it wasn't like we're sitting out there baking. Now, the last day at Epcot was really hot, and Epcot's like very outside. Mm-hmm. But we had it was a really good time. So the lines weren't that bad. We kind of were like, thankfully for our wives, they planned it like, hey, let's do this ride. We got there when it opened, and we stayed in usually until it closed. Most of the parks, 25,000 steps a day. And you're not really sitting down much.
No, you're probably on your feet walking.
Yeah. We know, like, again, we went there 5 years ago and we remembered a lot of things. So like, we know at Epcot, Bella Napoli is the Italian restaurant. They have the best white pizza. We knew we did a couple restaurants, you know, every night, which was great. So
nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was a good trip.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's any other Florida destinations that are worth talking about. I mean, I know there's a lot down there. I know we had friends that went to Tortuga, but I don't have anything to discuss about that.
So we had an opportunity to buy. So we went to the timeshare, and our friends were going to sell us the timeshare in Orlando. The place was great.
Yeah.
Full kitchen, dining room area, two bedrooms, two baths, really nice bathrooms, really nice like beds. But we came to the position where like, we're not going to Orlando every year. Now you can transfer it, but you have to pay a transfer fee. If it was 5 years ago and our kids were much younger, we'd probably be more interested in going to Orlando like on a yearly basis, but we're not going to now.
I feel like, but aren't there versions of timeshares where like you buy into like a conglomerate of timeshares and like wherever they have places?
This is like the free lunch one. That's the same one. They're like, oh, you can go anywhere, but you buy one place and you just transfer.
So you can, like, people can use yours and you can use other people. Okay, let's say that's what I'm thinking.
Let's say it's $1,000 a year, right? You have to pay for it. So you pay, what, $25,000? Okay, $10,000 that one, right?
Yeah.
Cheapest one. Trying to sell us $100,000 didn't work out. $10,000 for you buy in. Then there's an annual fee every year. Let's just call it $1,500. If you want to go to another place, you pay a difference or like what their annual fee is. So like for us, we were like, oh, we can get this for $1,000. Every time we want to go to another location, it's another $1,000. So and then again, you're limited to where you can go. Like, let's say we wanted to go to Costa Rica, which we do. Like, if there's not one in Costa Rica, then we're just going to do a vacation in Costa Rica anyways.
Yeah.
So you're tied to things, which I'm sure people love it. And there's things that people love about timeshares. I just don't know if I'm a timeshare person.
Yeah, I've definitely used other people's timeshares, and it's come in handy. Like, we went to Charleston. Well, we went to Edisto Beach because we got a free place to stay. We borrowed our friend's timeshare in Edisto Beach, which is an hour outside of Charleston. Because that's what was available.
Oh, nice.
So it was a free place to stay. And this was 10, 11 years ago when Meredith was like 6 months old.
That was a while ago.
It was.
Well, that was a good episode. I would probably agree with the listeners here that they would prefer to do a couple's vacation to Key West over a kid's trip to Disney for spring break. So hope you guys liked our spring break episode. Till next time, let the story begin.